Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 11, 1 to 6. Matthew chapter 11, the verses 1 to 6. When Jesus had finished giving these instructions to his disciples, he went out to teach and preach in towns throughout the region. John the Baptist, who was in prison, heard about all the things the Messiah was doing. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah we have been expecting, or should we keep looking for someone else?" Jesus told them, "Go back to John and tell him what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor." And he added, "God blesses those who do not fall away because of me." My theme for reflection is when expectations trip us and grace steadies us. When expectations trip us and grace steadies us. The other day, my Maps app promised a 12-minute drive. 5 lights later, a lane closure and a surprise detour turned it into 35. I was not lost, just not getting there the way I had planned. Expectations do that. They promise straight lines and deliver zigzags. In Matthew 11, 1 to 6, even John the Baptist, the desert thunder, wrestles with a rerouted expectation. The problem is stuck. John, now in prison for telling the truth, had heralded a Messiah with a winnowing fork and unquenchable fire. Yet reports about Jesus sound gentler, healing, teaching, lifting the poor. From a dungeon where justice seems delayed, John sends the honest question, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" It is not unbelief so much as bewildered faith. Why doesn't God act the way I thought he would, and when I need him most? Our Lord Jesus Christ resolves the tension without scolding. He does not send a theory, he sends evidence. "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them." He answers with Isaiah's script, not John's timeline. The kingdom is arriving not by crushing Rome first, but by mending creation's fractures person by person. Then the beatitude, "Blessed is the one who is not offended by me." In other words, happy are those who let God be God, even when he doesn't match their script. This matters for us because disappointment with Jesus usually hides a disappointed scriptwriter in us. We expected healing by Tuesday, vindication by Friday, a life unburnt by loss. Instead, we receive grace that sustains, presence that keeps vigil, and promises that ripen on God's calendar. As Timothy Keller put it, if we knew what God knows, we would ask exactly for what he gives. The invitation is not to shrink our desires, but to relocate our trust from our plan to his person. Jesus exceeds expectations not by indulging every demand, but by keeping every promise. Forgiveness now, companionship in suffering, resurrection later, first the lamb, then the lion, first the cross, then the crown. So today bring him your dungeon questions. Say them out loud. Then look where he told John to look, at the works of mercy still happening, sight restored, shame lifted, sinners welcomed, the poor dignified. Look also at the cross, where he did the one thing we most needed and never could script. He bore our sin, absorbed our death, and rose to rewrite our ending. Blessed are the unoffendable, for they will see more than they asked. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to give up on Jesus because he has not followed my timeline or tactics? Number two, if I judged Jesus by what I hear and see in the Gospels today, what fresh evidence of his faithfulness corrects my script? And now our practical exercise. Name one specific disappointment with God. Write it in a sentence. Then beneath it, list three concrete works of Christ you hear and see in scripture or in your community. Pray over both lists and ask for the grace not to stumble over unmet expectations. Lord Jesus Christ, gentle and strong, deliver me from the prison of my own script. Forgive my hurry, heal my cynicism, and teach me to bless you when I do not understand you. Open my eyes to your works among the poor, the wounded, and the overlooked, beginning with me. Make me unoffendable and deeply expectant, anchored in your cross and awake to your kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.